WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Most postmodernist writers regard history as a subject to turn to when their imaginations stall. Fashionable fiction these days chronicles the inner life. At its most expansive, it tells the story of failed relationships between two, sometimes three people. This minimalist style doesn't require extensive research. Writers only need to peer into their own navels and scoop out the raw materials for their next book. Of course, a few contemporary writers like E.L. Doctorow, Marge Piercy, and Milan Kundera find the outside landscapes of history and politics just as fertile. T. Karagazin Boyle is the latest writer to join this perverse group. His spectacular 1987 novel, World's End, ranged over 300 years of Hudson River Valley history, jumbling together 17th century Dutch settlers, 1940s Peekskill anti-communists, and 1960s hippies. Now, in If the River Was Whiskey, Boyle tries to snatch the short story back from the minimalist postmodern crowd who've claimed it as their signature form. His attempt is noble, but doomed. Few short stories can convey the cumulative weight of history on characters' lives, and Boyle doesn't have the room here, as he did in World's End, to elaborate on the forces that slowly warp personalities into fantastic shapes. So, the characters in most of these stories are simply ready-made eccentrics, an all-too-familiar type in postmodern fiction. Boyle only manages to allude to the lurking presence of history somewhere outside the tight confines of his stories. A young man in the story Modern Love gazes at his date and sees the long, elegant, mournful face of her Puritan ancestors. In the painful story Sinking House, a widow turns on all the faucets, toilets, and lawn sprinklers because she can't stand the silence of her empty house. Her last visitor was a college student researching an oral history project. Then there's The Devil and Irv Chernesky, a funny updating of the Sleepy Hollow legend. Here, the devil, dressed in a yellow power tie, confronts his latest victim in the primordial woods surrounding a housing development. As Boyle describes the place, the stockbrokers, lawyers, doctors, and software salesmen who live there with their families know the community as Beechwood, in deference to the legend hammered into the slab of pink marble at the entrance. This slab was erected by the developer, Sal Maggio, in the late 1960s, though there are few homeowners now who can remember back that far. For Boyle, the housing development symbolizes the charmed circle of historical ignorance that insulates most Americans and most contemporary American fiction. Boyle comments on that condition, but he only remedies it in the magnificent title story of the collection. If the River Was Whiskey describes the relationship between an alcoholic father and his protective son and illustrates how history, in the private forms of memory and a shared family past, determines personal destiny. This theme obsessed Boyle in World's End, and I hope he returns to it soon in a novel as overgrown and haunted by the past as the woods beyond Irv Chernesky's cramped suburban lot.